Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-I's a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on W-E-E-I.
We'll talk football with our boy Mike Cadlick at 1225, who wrote the laziest column in America today at W-E-E-I.com. We love Cadlick, him and his pickle pizza. Freaking weirdo. I think he'll be pushing a Big Mac pizza soon.
Is he bringing one in?
No, I don't think so.
But there are two just got ordered, so those will be here soon.
Get
one with pickle on there?
There wasn't even a pickle option.
You got to take advantage of the little thing at the bottom. If you're doing like an online order, it's like any comments or questions or anything you can do.
Yeah.
Where's the
load
pickle?
That thing up with some dill pickles.
God.
Take your Nana pickles and shove them.
I tell you, the Nana pickles are pretty terrible.
Bread and butter are the worst.
Bread and butter are only good on burgers, I would say. I think that's what Wendy's uses, doesn't it? They go bread and butter pickle on theirs?
No,
or is it a sweet
dill
pickle?
I think it's dill.
Is it?
I think it's dill.
All right, I'm going to do a Google search. Phil Fourier. This
okay, is so the, here's the experiment.
Real
okay,
stuff going on here.
Hold on.
While you're
what
looking for that,
pickles,
I will talk
what
about
pickle do you
Wendy's use.
The queue at 11:03.
Oh, no. I typed in what pickle do I use, and something different
blue
came
screen
up. You're right, Billy. Traditional dill. My taste buds must be failing me. Wendy got the big pickle. Now back to sports.
All right,
boring.
So here is the. This is going to be an interesting ride. Okay,
Ron,
so bear with
Ron,
me on this one.
I met Ron Wolf in 1991.
Do you know that he went to Oklahoma? He graduated from the University of Oklahoma, and then when Al Davis was named the GM and head coach, he came with Al Davis. That's a true story.
That's a true story, though. That's how Ron Wolf started.
Yeah,
he was
started.
A scout for the Raiders.
He's a, Ron Wolf, for those who don't know, a legendary Green Bay Packers GM, and was a guy who really, would you say, Christian, his claim to fame is, yes, building from within, but he was a guy who discovered a whole bunch of quarterbacks who ended up playing in the NFL that he was able to flip for a whole bunch of currency.
Well, yeah, and it is. I just thought that there's, you know, we know, I feel like for the most part, most people kind of understand how Bill thinks and what his philosophy is. We have so much evidence of how he views draft picks, you know, moving back, moving forward, you know, what type of, he loves the three cone drill. He loves the short. So we know him. And I feel like most of us, and tell me if I'm wrong, we assume that because Elliot Wolf was part of this latest regime with Bill, that he's going to think like Bill.
That there's a lot of osmosis that would
like
go
he's,
on.
He's
yeah.
Like, okay, but his dad, Ron Wolf, is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, Ron Wolf, is in the Hall of Fame. So I was like, all right, well, I was like, let me just do a deep dive to see, is it all Elliot Wolf and Bill, or is Elliot more like his dad?
The basketball game got tilted last night, so you had to do some,
yes,
you were
yes.
bored?
No. I did this early this morning. Early. All right, so I just started typing in crazy stuff to see if I could find something.
Sure.
I went down to so many different rabbit holes.
Ron Wolf nudes.
It was weird. That did come up.
It did come up,
yeah,
didn't
I was like,
it?
Is anybody looking?
No, is there a porn star, Ron no, Wolf? No. Did you find out?
All right, so I found an SI article from 2016.
Rod Wolf.
And it says, I know, right?
Damn it. Why did I press? I'm never going to get through this, by the way.
I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry.
You're see what off. Happens when yeah. I
save search off. All right. I'll stop squirreling you.
No.
Exactly. I didn't know what to think about Ron Wolf.
This is what I do to you. Now I know what it's like, because that would be something I would do.
I don't know.
Let me see what this looks like. Ooh, look at that.
I didn't know Ron, but his brother Rod left an impression.
All right. 2016 article by Emily Kaplan. The title is The Way of the Wolf. And it's the legacy and lessons of Hall of Fame GM Ron Wolf's time with the Green Bay Packers. Okay, so it talks about how they live on and, you know, all his former, pupils, all the guys that went out and ran their own team, kind of like I think his son would be. So if there's a former scout or assistant GM that was working under Ron Wolf, he took all of Ron Wolf's principles and he brought them to his own team. There's like five of them. I'm not going to name them. But I assume Elliot is more like his dad than he is Bill.
How could he not be?
Right?
Or how close was Bill to being like Ron Wolf
okay.
in terms of philosophy?
So these are some of the philosophies and techniques and thoughts from Ron Wolf and other GMs talking about Ron Wolf in this article from 2016, okay? Here's the first one, and just let me know what you think about this. It says, and let me know if you think the Patriots are already kind of doing this.
Okay.
Wolf's most notable stamp on modern scouting is his view on quarterbacks. While there's only one room for one starter, you can never acquire too many. In Wolf's world, it is worthwhile to draft a QB every year, no matter the current roster situation.
No, I think that New England will start doing that. And I thought for a period of time there was some of that under Belichick, but it became evident that guys like Cliff Kingsbury and others were kind of nothing more than a camp arm. See, I think Belichick looked at the backup quarterback spot as a place where other teams were going to waste $1 million. Yeah, like during your time, you know what I mean? I know that you play, what was it, John Freeze and Jim Miller
and guys like that,
right? But those were, those are veteran free agent guys. This is the whole reloading with the draft. And I know there was Cliff Kingsbury, Kevin O'Connell got drafted in there as well. They held on to Rohan Davey forever. I felt like Belichick used the drafting of those guys as cheaper backups because the QB injury risk lessened, especially as the years went on.
So I think that Bill does this. I think there's proof of it. When I can go back. I'm not going to go all the way back, but because Elliot Wolf, just like his dad, should understand how important that position is and how tough it is. So you should always take a hack at it, even if you're wasting a fifth round pick. Because you can go back to Matt. So I'll just go back to 2005. I feel like there's a quarterback in every single draft.
Okay, yeah, go through it. I'm curious now.
Matt Castle, 2000. I'm starting 2005. Because there's Rohan Davey. There's all the quarterbacks that were with Brady his first year and his second year. Damon Huard and Rohan Davey.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go Matt Castle. Then you go 2006, no quarterback. And then you go, let me see. Okay, so 2008, Kevin O'Connell. That's one. 2009, no quarterbacks were taken in the draft. Zach Robinson, 2010. Keep going, and you got quarterback Ryan Mallett in 2011. And then, you're not grabbing one in 2012 because you're not sure about Ryan Mallett. Nothing in 2013. And then you go back to Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014. So, for the most part, he's taking swings.
Every couple of years, though, because it resets the backup spot where you're spending no money. That's where I think it's different. I think Ron Wolf, and I don't know what round he drafted like Brunel, but remember Aaron Brooks was another one of those guys who he ended up flipping to New Orleans? So it felt like Wolf sort of took a kick at the can every year. And Bill did when it was time to reset the backup position, because I don't think for the last, Garoppolo was a second rounder, so the numbers got up there. But did they ever pay a backup quarterback over $1.5 million?
No, because they're not here long enough.
Well, and you had Brady.
I know, but they're not.
And the guys got hurt less.
It was always take a quarterback, let's see how he matures. Mm. You give him 2 years. Because the list, Rohan Davey, Ryan Mallett, all those guys, you give them 2 years, you kind of figure out what they're made of, and then you let them go.
Kevin O'Connell was the one they pulled the ripcord on quicker than some of those other cats.
Here's another one. Okay, so Wolf's other lasting legacy is an insistence on a homegrown roster. Even as he ushered in free agency era with the seismic Reggie White addition, the Packers famously build their roster through the draft. Quote, it works because coaches have to be able to trust and play younger players. The theory that Ron used was, if you get a veteran as a backup, then you're stunting the growth of one of your potential future assets. Now, is Elliot kind of going off the Bill approach or his dad's approach?
I think now they will try to do the build through the draft. But, you know, when you hit on some guys in 2010 like Gronk who were here a decade, then it's sort of, you know, it changes the way you can or the way you do draft. When I look at the Patriots roster right now, I do believe there's no one signed past 2026. So I have to think there will be a lot of the focus of the let's nail these high picks, figuring that that can be the basis of our future and then just keep drafting around.
So here's the one that stood out to me because I'm not even going to say what I thought about it, but here's another quote. He says, when it comes to free agency, he says, this is Ron Wolf, said, the whole time I was there, we never lost a player to free agency we really wanted to keep. That was really important to me. Except for one, because it became a bigger money issue, that player was a punter. So he is saying, that they don't, if they want to keep a veteran player on the roster, they don't lose him. Henry. All the guys that they just signed right now that are on their roster, Onwenu, Bourne, they will re-sign their own players. They don't want them to leave the building. Whereas with Bill, I feel like he constantly was losing his free agents.
Well, I think there was a little bit of a different kind of free agent evaluation on some of those dudes. Now, some of them weren't worth keeping. But let's also remember, Christian, this is where the makeup of the roster dictates some of your decisions. And I think with Belichick, we have to draw a line after the 2019 season because your approach in free agency and the draft is different in 15, 16, 17, and 18. And look at what they did. That was the run of, what, 3 Super Bowls in a row? And you ended up winning the one against Atlanta. But I think you have to take the current state of the roster into account before you can apply this theory full force. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and here's the last one because I felt like this was his. This is something that he said a lot. They talked about him being frugal, like not spending money.
Yeah.
He says among his mantras was identify what needs to be fixed, then go fix it. And I look at the Calvin Ridley situation as an area that needed to be fixed. Elliot Wolf tried to fix it, but his girlfriend ruined it.
Yep. No, not like, Elliot Wolf's
Elliot
girlfriend.
Wolf, not Elliot Wolf's
no,
girlfriend.
No, no, no.
Calvin Ridley's girlfriend
so, ruined it.
So it's not that he doesn't want to spend money. It's not that he won't be aggressive. It's that if you find an area that you need help in, don't beat around the bush. Don't be shy. Go aggressively sign this guy. And if you listen to Kraft from Tuesday – They were giving him every reason to sign here. That's Calvin Ridley I'm talking about. We're going to fix the tax situation. We're going to make sure you get this. We're going to give you lots of money.
We're building the Chuck E. Cheese if you're having a kid.
We're going to fix it. We're going to do everything. He just didn't want to play here. So it wasn't that they didn't try to fix it. It wasn't like they couldn't identify it. They just missed.
But aren't
the guy was resistant.
But aren't there two ways of being able to fix a situation like that? There's free agency and then there's the draft. And that because you can be frugal with money, you can also be frugal with draft capital.
On the whole, do you think that Bill, when it comes to keeping his own players, do you think he did a good job?
Overall, yeah.
Okay.
Because
I think of the ones that got away.
Well, again, there are guys that definitely got away, But we have to remember the context of the rosters. They were much better than what this group is dealing with. And if you look at the decisions that were made from 2015 through 2019, do you really think Belichick, like in 2019, did he really want to sign Antonio Brown? Or was he acquiescing to a quarterback that was unhappy? Do you really think he wanted to trade a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu and then put him back to punt return? He hurts himself, and then it goes for naught. I don't think so. I think that was a part of trying to keep Tom Brady happy in the final days. So while it breaks away from some of the Wolf or BB strategies, it was reacting to what was the end of that run, trying to keep it together for just one more time. So you do some things differently. And I think that's got to be remembered in context. Unfortunately, it won't be by a lot of fans.
In closing, a short exercise, I know, only about 12 minutes. But based off that, do you think Elliott Wolf leans more towards his dad's way of thinking or towards Bill's? You can think about it.
Probably his dad, only because he can do some things in free agency that his dad would never be able to do. Ron Wolf never had an owner that he could go to. Like, Ron Wolf never had a guy above him who was a bleeding heart and wanted everyone to love him, so he would go spend. Like, the Packers operate differently than all 31 other teams in the NFL. So I think you can apply this strategy, but you have to tweak it because you're technically a have. Robert Kraft is motivated to spend. Jonathan's motivated to spend. You have to motivate them to spend or find the right people. But I think it's kind of like Ron Wolf 2.0 because the free agency piece is a massive difference.
I'm going to say that when it's all said and done, when the 3 to 4 year exercise is over, you're going to, other GMs, older GMs that have witnessed Ron Wolf make moves, they're going to say he's just like his dad.
Interesting. And his old man moved around the draft board too. That's, you know, because how they get Favre.
Yeah.
Made a trade. Will Elliott Wolf do the same? Alex Cora tells us his expectations for the Red Sox. That was yesterday with Jones and Mego. And then how about we look at some of the betting opportunities out there around the Red Sox?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll get to that.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on W-E-E-I.
Let it breathe, Nick. In the game. Is this Eddie Rabbit? I just wanted to throw out a bunch of singers.
I was actually making a new playlist, just for the record.
You were?
I was.
You know how to do that?
I'll believe it when I hear it.
Well, I thought we were supposed to have one your second.
Yeah,
I thought second week into the Gresh and Fourier experience you were supposed to do the playlist.
Here's the problem.
You didn't write it down on your hand?
No.
Too many explicit songs is my guess.
No.
You wrote it on his hand, son, but had the wipe.
I share a Spotify account with my son, which basically means I pay for it and he uses it more than I do.
Correct.
And if you've ever been on Spotify, if, like, say I'm on it right now, I'm listening to music as I'm driving home in Boulder, Colorado, if he decides he wants to start playing music, he hijacks my ability to listen to
music. You can fix that, you know.
You really? Because yeah, it was a dueling banjo situation.
I don't remember the setting name, but you can have two people listening at the same time. You have premium, I'm guessing?
He doesn't know.
So if you're paying for it, you have premium. There's a setting that you can do where you can have multiple people listening at the same time.
Yeah, really? I pay for it's like a family setting. I pay for 3 Spotify accounts. And I,
like
and
three
I've,
separate ones?
Yeah, I've
not
never.
Like one account with three names attached to it.
How old are the kids?
22, 19, and my wife will be my age in about 2 months, which I'm not going to say on the air because she'll yell at me. But we'd be the same age.
36.
25?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a 25 with gray.
So I
no, I have, can I honestly say, I have never been on that platform. I never. Not even.
It's a great escape from sports radio.
It is not even on my phone. I've never been on Spotify.
I can read
no
you,
idea
I can
about
read you
it.
The titles of mine.
So, but like the tunes you listen to, like when you listen to music.
Who, me?
Yeah, never. You don't really.
I just turn on the radio.
I got you. So like when, okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not fussy. I'll just kind of zip around until I find a song. And a lot of times I'm on the phone. Good Lord, this week, my minutes
hands
are.
Hands-free, I hope.
Burning. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Except on Tuesday was a little rough after the whole, like I called my wife and I was like, yeah, my mouth is kind of bloody right now. I'll be home soon, you know? Then after that. But, yeah, see, all your explicit music
no,
is
no,
on
no,
there.
No, no, no. I was
reading. And all the hippity-hoppity that your son would be listening to.
No, I'll show you the. He was in Mexico. I told you. Just got back yesterday from Mexico.
Oh, so he was.
So he made a bunch
he
of.
He found his way back.
He did, thankfully. And two of his friends
how much
actually
you have to pay had. Ransom?
No.
How
no
much
ransom.
Is ransom?
So
he met Shakira. She sprung him.
No. He was fine. A couple of his friends got like what I would call Montezuma's revenge, and they drank the water. They got sick. They couldn't fly home. They had to stay an extra day, and it was coming out of both ends. It was horrible. But no. But he made like a hey, I'm in Mexico in spring break as a senior playlist, and the titles can't say him on the air.
Oh, really?
No, I'll show you later.
Oh, so he didn't go back to, like, the 70s to listen to Luis Miguel or anything like that?
No,
is it anything you recognize? That's the question. Like, give us some oddest names.
If you can't say it on the air, I'm going to guess it's a certain Jay-Z and Kanye song.
Well, I can tell you what, right now, there's no P. Diddy because he's in trouble.
Oh, so you don't listen to his music now that he's...
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of college kids are playing I'll Be Missing You while they're getting after it in Mexico.
Billy, I'd be like you and I taking a stand if we're never watching WWE because Vince McMahon was there. Yeah.
Look, if the Cosby show's on, I'm watching it. if Michael Jackson comes on the radio, I'm listening.
Yeah,
I can separate
exactly
the two.
Right. Yeah, I can appreciate their
this,
music.
I rooted for Manny Ramirez for how many years, and he threw an old man to the ground.
I love it. I'd so take him right now, though, wouldn't you?
100%.
DH, put him in for a couple games.
Who's that?
Manny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are you going to do with Yoshida?
I don't know.
Where's he going to play? You going to put him back in the field?
Oh, I forgot.
No.
DH is revolving with the Red Sox.
Anyways, well, there's nothing I can really – okay, so this one is titled Prison Prez, and there's a Mexican flag and a big, like, taco. No idea why it's a taco.
So it's one of those things where he was in like a bar or a restaurant and used, what is it, like Shazam or SoundCloud?
I don't know.
I forget what it is where you just aim the phone at a speaker. The thing like Mike Reese uses during like Patriots practice.
Oh,
you take your phone, you aim it at a speaker, it'll tell you what the song is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's like an app for that. It'll
either Shazam or SoundCloud. So it might have been that. He might have been in a bar in Mexico,
and
heard the song.
Grip, yeah, because they're all.
Went to the playlist.
Yeah.
Because you're right. There's no way Mike Reese would be like, I knew that was Too Short or something like
that. Do you know who Vicente Fernandez is?
Yeah, yeah. He's a very famous. He was born in like the mid to late 30s. He's a big time Mexican recording artist.
Didn't he sing that Christmas song that you wanted to hear a million times?
I swear to God, Google it.
Vicente Fernandez?
I think he was born in like the mid-30s or maybe like late 30s.
Born February 17th, 1940. Died 2021.
There you go.
Volver.
We put in Voltaire's here in
the
radio.
We can't even talk about Rocky movies around this guy, and he knows your son's playlist better than you do.
No, is that
how
the
I
most
knew
random
Vincente.
Bit of information? Like, he doesn't know who Rocky's trainer is in any of the Rockies.
Yeah, it was
yet
Mick.
He knows this?
Yeah.
Ask him about a rest. Okay.
Are you kidding me? Do you know what? Do you know there were two things on Univision that were among my favorite things to watch when I first got into radio?
Yabaros Gigante.
Yeah, no, there's that every Saturday night. Yeah, Don Francisco.
That was the best.
Yabaros Higante! And all the
clap, and they'd be
it was like all the people, all the like the women who were on that show were all in bikinis.
Oh yeah, they would all dance around half naked.
Co-host, what are you wearing today? Oh, a two piece.
Don Francisco is the Hispanic Bob Barker.
Yeah.
That's the way it was.
I would watch
My man Nelson explained it to me.
Didn't even understand what he was saying, but I would watch
and
that
I
show.
And I didn't either. And you know what? When I first got into radio, I was working in mornings, and every morning I would put on Despierta America because the ladies they hire on Univision and Televisión, especially back then in the morning, my God.
And the weather girls are.
Yeah, and for a 25, first getting into business, I'd have been 22, 23 years old. So, of course, I'm putting that on. You're oogling the hell out of it in the morning. Tiny little TV in studio or whatever. Here's Carla Martinez. Boy, oh boy, what a dress today. It's a part of their business model there.
Okay.
Alex Cora told Jones and Mego his expectations for the 2024 season. And the answer might be a little long, but Fourier, I guess if you don't believe it, you can't dream it. Here's Alex Cora.
Make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the playoffs, we win the World Series. That's the way we're attacking this whole season. Obviously, you know, the people outside our world don't feel that way. But, like Cassis, I think that there was an article that, we were talking about what we did in the offseason, the things that we want to be better at, and what we have to do to make it to October. You know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low, right? So that's what we're talking about. And there's a very athletic club, a very young club. So we have the opportunity to mold this team to whatever we want, you know, and one of the things that we're going to do is kind of like push the envelope, you know, offensively. I think we've been settling too much, you know, in doubles and home runs, you know, and we're not as consistent as the numbers show at the end. I do believe, you know, there's a lot of stretches that offensively we're just blah, you know, we don't do much. And we go through stretches that, you know, in 7 out of 10 games, you know, our offense doesn't click. And then we have 3 games that are great and the numbers are the numbers, right? They're a great offensive team. And I do believe the last 2 years that wasn't the case. So this year, running the bases, stealing bases, we're going to be more dynamic, you know, with Jaren, Rafaela. Trevor looks good. So
I'm good.
Oh my God,
I'm good.
Geez.
I'm good. I love him. Great guy.
Each person gets one question?
I think so.
Boy, I tell you, he can monologue better than anybody, can he?
Well, does Cora really have no other answer to give other than what he gave?
What do you mean?
Like, he's not going to be like, boy, I tell you, if we win 75 games, that'd be a hell of an achievement. Doesn't the manager of a bad team have to be delusional in some ways?
Oh, well, even the Casas line, and I feel like he fumbled it because I don't remember how exactly he was supposed to say that. So Casas says, hey, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then what? What was that line?
I missed it.
Nick, I don't even grab it and go back. It's 20 minutes ago because that's how long Cora spoke.
It was. I think it was in the first 30 seconds of the answer.
But it was. I've heard that a couple times. And
you know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low, right?
If you're not laughing at our expectations, we're setting the bar too low.
Okay.
So the whole, he could come out and say, boy, if we win 75, it'd be great. 75 and the young kids take a step forward, we'll take it. No, it's the go ahead and laugh at us, but realize that's what we have to do
Duck
to
boat.
At least think to where we got to be.
I would be downplaying it. Oh man, it was such an uphill battle. Oh geez, our rotation is so bad, and God, all these young kids, and I'm fearful we're going to be crappy at defense again. And I don't trust Devers at third. And what am I going to do with Yoshida now? Because I can't play with the field. And I wonder if he's really figured out the whole, you know, scheduling system that is Major League Baseball. And what if somebody decides to bet on baseball? You just see him going through this exercise in his head. I would downplay the hell out of it. Downplay the hell out of it. This morning, on the morning show, they had this quick debate that went off the rails in a hurry, and it was all about blame, the blame game. And we've had this discussion before. If it doesn't go right and they finish in last place again, do you blame Cora?
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney was, yes, blame Cora. Wiggy was up, blame Cora. And the smartest guy in the room, obviously, was Greg.
Yeah.
Who said no. And I'm with the smartest guy in the room. Why? Everybody, well, Curtis too, maybe. But
well, let's not.
but it was like, how are you going to, if everybody already knows that the team doesn't have enough skill, has a crappy rotation, is relying on all these young players, unproven young players, you're not going to spend any money. You're not doing this. You're not giving them help. None of the. You're not giving them anything that they really need. You're not signing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already identified that Cora is a good manager. Why would you blame it on him?
There's nothing more than he can do other than put these guys in position to have a chance to succeed. And then that is ultimately where the individualism of baseball comes into play. Alex Cora can't hit for Tristan Casas. He can't pitch for Brian Bello. But what he can do is try to manage those guys, help them emotionally, coach them up, give them tips, things like that. But there's only so much that the manager in baseball can really do. Ultimately, it comes down to, do you have guys that have talent, or do you have a lot of guys that just have unbelievable seasons? Because that was a part of the 04 championship team. Yeah, Bill Miller wins a batting title, and Kevin Millar, you know, they save him from having to go play for the Yakult Swallows or something like that. You know, like, there were all kinds of things that fell into place, and some guys who were really good players that sort of played up a little bit. But none of us sit here and go, boy, Terry Francona got the most out of Kevin Millar. Like, to me, Kevin Millar got the most out of Kevin Millar, which is why he ran hot, and then that was it, and he kind of flamed out after a while. But you're right. There's only so much Alex Cora can do. You know, you put in Kenley Jansen, he blows the save. You want to blame the manager? Fine.
Well, somebody is going to – it is funny that I do wonder who they will scapegoat.
Well, because I would say for those who want to scapegoat Alex Cora, who would be the guy – that you would get to manage this team that you think would potentially get more out of them? Because when you come right down to it, isn't that really why you would make a change? Like, you know, we're thinking that Gerard Mayo with pretty much the same roster is going to get more out of it than Bill. Okay, we'll find out. But if you handed this over to, who was the wine-drinking manager that was in Anaheim and with the Cubs? Joe Maddon. If you gave this club to Joe Maddon, would they win 90 games because Joe Madden's the manager? I'm not so sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, and I do think the whole idea that he doesn't have a contract, he doesn't have an extension. Who would manage the team? One of Breslow's buddies from Yale. Some super nerd with a number two pencil behind his ear.
You know what? I'll go pizza prediction on this. If Cora leaves during the season, Veritek gets elevated. Not even
well.
Question.
I don't mean that's easy though.
No, on the short.
Yeah, he's but, not. What would have to happen for him to be pushed out in the middle of the season?
Cora.
Yeah,
a philosophical disagreements would be like it would
okay.
be like
agreed.
Oh, you want me to do this? I can't do
yeah,
it.
I'm
right?
done. Yeah, yeah I did this with Bloom. I kept my mouth shut. I can't do it with you.
Right.
Also,
but there's nobody. There's no one that you could put. You can bring back Joe Torre. Whatever. Put the best of the best in there. Manager, they're not going to get any more out of this team than Alex Cora is.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Unless it's just, again, just a difference in philosophy.
Title favorites, according to BetMGM in the world of baseball, Dodgers are +350 to win the whole thing. Braves are +450. Astros are +800. The Yankees are +900. And then you get up into the thousands, Orioles +1,300, Rangers +1,400, Phillies +1,500. Honestly, I do. I mean, how can you not like the Dodgers? And if you're ever going to bet on the Dodgers to win the World Series, this is the time to get them now with plus money. But I'll tell you, Orioles, Rangers, Phillies, those three teams at 13, 14, and 1,500, That's worth some pizza money on there in terms of winning the whole thing.
Got it in the Orioles at like plus 2,000 a couple months ago.
You know what? Like, that's pretty good value. If you're looking for
right before they got Corbin Burns.
If you're looking for the value bets in terms of winning, like if yes, you think the Dodgers might win it or whatever, maybe you put the $400 unit on the Dodgers to cover yourself, but you could break off 10, 20 bucks each to put them on those longer odd teams.
So what would the, because what the bet I want to make, is it, you're talking about the script for the NFL and how that played out.
Yeah.
And they had to make adjustments on the fly. And, you know, well, sure, we'll add Taylor Swift into the script. The ultimate World Series would be the Dodgers and the Yankees. They, what was last year's, what was it? The Rangers and
Diamondbacks.
And the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. They do not want that. The ultimate get, if it can just all play out, would be the Dodgers. It'll be West and East Coast specific. We don't want any Mid-Atlantic teams. We don't want any Southern teams. We just want the East Coast and the West Coast
Judge
represented.
Judge versus Ohtani.
Oh, no, think about that. How Juan unbelievably Soto. That would be awesome. That's what baseball needs. You're talking about wish list? That's it.
Are you telling me that the Orioles and the Diamondbacks – would not move merchandise for Big League Baseball, a World Series?
Nah.
Is that what you're saying?
Even though Baltimore, that's a big-time city. It's a big baseball city. A lot of history there with that club.
Sure. But
it's not Dodgers, Yankees. It's not Lakers, Celtics. Not Patriots and...
Oh, no, it's not Patriots, Falcons.
And that's
no.
Patriots and anybody.
The 774 quickly on the text. Actually, nobody on the morning show said they would blame Cora, but okay. So
that's
the,
not
the
true.
Texts are calling you out.
Well, then you should go back on the Odyssey app and listen to it.
Ooh, I like it.
And you pay attention to Courtney's voice and Wiggy's voice.
Yeah, boy.
Wiggy's like, yeah, man, he's losing all the time. He's always in last place. Somebody's got to pay the price for that.
What makes Cora such a good manager? Oh, my God. I heard Wiggy talking about the women's game today.
Basketball?
Yeah, yeah. And he went full-blown Boston in saying Iowa. Iowa. He called him Iowa. I think it was like 7:15 or something. It was great.
I want to hear him say Oregon because Billy calls Oregon Oregon.
Yeah.
And West Coast, it's just Oregon.
Yeah,
Why is it Oregon?
I don't know. I've always
gone
said
where?
Oregon.
It's like a planet.
It's where you want to go. It's where the Mingles roams.
As he roams.
As he roams around the hallway. We get.
I got to find a bet.
You do that, and we'll get the lunchtime parlay cranked up next.
Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Holy cow. Trying to get trying to get the parlay done today. We're getting some pushback on the first baseball games of the year. You know, trying to match some home run props and game wins, things of that nature. See, and now we have another texter in 207 says that Curtis was the only one defending Cora. The rest are saying they would blame him. Nailed that, Christian. So one of the other texters is just a
right?
liar. Trying to call you out for no reason. Dings.
Doesn't work.
Faceless text.
I was amazed how passionate Courtney was about, like, blame Cora. It was like she started a blame Cora chant.
Interesting.
Chant. It was like, Cora's the problem. Cora sucks. I
oh,
mean,
my
go
God.
Back and listen to it.
You sounded like a Biden rally there for a moment.
Billion.
Oh, my God.
Trillion.
Don't even get me going. Well, I'll tell you, that Baltimore Bridge that came down, those train tracks, the president went across them a lot of times. Real memory burn there.
Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
There you go. That's going to be like the Red Sox at the end of the year. Don't come in and stand him expecting
first down.
Winning a hot dog. Something like that.
We should have had a...
Mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
No.
It should have been a Biden March Madness.
A Biden Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
His drops.
Oh, no. The madness is coming in November when we all want to hang ourselves.
Here comes
the purge. Yeah, and trying to vote for either one of the candidates. Lunchtime Parlay presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of WEEI. Here we go. I'm going to start it off. Red Sox game. Here we go. Opening night. Money line. Give me the Mariners. Minus 155.
Oh, boo.
Just give me the Mariners.
Wow.
I think it's good value at 155, quite honestly. I thought they were going to be a bigger favorite when was all said and done. So give me the M's tonight to get a season opening win over the Red Sox. Billy Lanny, good morning.
How are you?
I got a little Celtics tonight. I know that, well, we've gotten the William George Lanny text on the Billy Block Party.
Yeah, no block today. We're going steals.
Ooh.
We're sticking with defense, though. We're going with steals.
I like it.
So I'm taking Jaylen Brown over 1.5 steals in Atlanta tonight.
And it's going to be interesting because the Hawks have a bunch of players out. Celtics are going to get Derek White back. Looks like Drew Holiday is questionable along with Al Horford. But I do wonder, spending a couple of days in Atlanta, that's
11 pepper wings.
You can run your energy down in that city pretty quickly.
Whoa, the Celtics have heavy legs. Never go to a steakhouse where there's a where the women take their clothes off and they serve you prime rib.
What?
Terrible combination.
Really?
Oh, they haven't been Texas. All over the place in Texas. Steakhouse / strip club.
Absolutely. We're not talking full nude.
Yeah, full nude. In Texas? Listen. Now, I've heard this. So, I don't know.
My friend went one time.
Don't quote me on it, but I do think.
You're going to blame your kid
Texas
for that one?
Or at least Dallas.
He went.
He's almost old enough where I can blame him, by the way. I would never do that. Don't do that.
Oh, boy.
Those guys are going to have. If you could take a bet, take whatever the under is on the first quarter for the Celtics.
Oh, interesting. But they've had a couple of days. Like, I'm waffling on that.
Weakened legs.
And the Hawks played last night.
And the Hawks, that's the other thing, too. By the way, $10 Shake says Steakhouse Strip Club might be the most Texas thing ever.
It is.
Chicken Nick, what do you got?
I'm going my World Series pick. The Orioles, they're hosting the Ohtani-less Angels today. And Corbin Burns on the mound. He's a very good pitcher. So give me the Orioles on the run line today against the Angels. 3:05 first pitch for that one.
And finally, Mr. College Basketball, Christian Fowler.
Oh, that's me. I'm going to take the team that was just here locally last night eating at Grill 23, like running up a big-time bill, having lots of steaks and some tots that they have at Grill 23 are awesome.
Did Greg Hill run over to get some Instagram photos with them? I forgot to check the Greg Hill gram.
Yeah, hey, guys, it's me, Greg Hill. You may have heard of me in other shows. You may not get me way out where you guys are.
We're on in Springfield, you know. You can get us in Connecticut there.
Yeah, you used the app, which is a great job. All right, so
hey, it's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
UConn -11 covers against San Diego State right here at the Garden. Listen, they played against Northwestern. They shot 3 of 22 from deep, and they still blew Northwestern out. This team is a wagon. They're good in all phases. And isn't this a rematch from last year?
I'm looking at Greg Hill photos. This was the national championship game.
Yeah, it was
last
a rematch.
Year, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. UConn covers 11.5. That's it.
No, no photos on the Greg Hill WEEI page. I don't know if the
He was probably with his girlfriend. Didn't want those young guys to see his young girlfriend. One of them may steal her.
Oh, that's what it is. Because some of those cats got long bread. You know, not that Greg doesn't, but those guys. They got millions on their schedule coming.
I would recommend Greg keep his young girlfriend away from any of the young clubs or bars where there are like a lot of young men hang out. He needs to keep his girl with him, like with the old timers, like old guys, where she's not really.
Come on, honey, we're going to bed at 8:30.
Yeah, listen, I gotta get up early. No, you gotta go to bed also. Turn your lights off. She sneaks out on him. Goes and gets a hamburger, meets her friends for a drink.
I was going to say, Greg was talking earlier today how he pays cash for his Dunkin'. She uses his app. All of a sudden, he goes in there. I was like, what?
He's still paying cash for his Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, yeah. Bragging about the $1.50
People
tip.
People shame me when I use cash. It's just nobody takes cash anywhere.
How he doesn't use the app and get the points is a real flex.
Coffee.
Yeah, that's a real rich flex.
I got money to
pay him $50 for my coffee.
Him and Gerard Mayo.
A coffee at the end of it.
He gets him and Gerard Mayo. Let's burn some cash.
Oh God. All right, I got the Mariners on the money line. Jaylen Brown over 1.5 steals. The Orioles on the run line minus the 1.5. And the Yukon men minus 11.5 against San Diego State. Your $10 will win you $144.94. We'll get that out on social media. Gresh Fourier, WEEI. That you can get us on Twitter or X. You can also get us on Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. We got to get to more Red Sox. I don't know.
No, let's do this.
Want to go Tatum?
No, you know what I want to do?
We want to
do? I want to do Jaden Daniels' elbow.
Oh, my God. We have to look at this hideous list.
This could be cause for concern. And Coop's going to have to put this up because I thought this was fake when I saw it.
And
Dr. Andrews said I had a special elbow.
He absolutely does. You need to go to Twitch, folks, to see this photo. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We'll get to it all next.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.